Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President and CEO of Precision Pullian Idler, Roger Brown, joins us on today's program to talk about their 40th anniversary celebration.
Well, Roger, a very special day for PPI as you celebrate your 40th anniversary here in Marion County, starting in Knoxville, coming all the way here to Pella, and then spreading out very big, as you mentioned in your speech. What does it mean to get to this point and to get to a point where you're celebrating four decades here in our community?
It's a tremendous day for our people and our community and our company. Like I mentioned to our folks when I was talking to them earlier, there's not a lot of companies that last 40 years. Now, we're kind of spoiled in Pella because there's a few of us now that have been here that long. But it is a celebration because not a lot of companies get to that point. And especially when you stay in one location primarily, and we've, you know, started out in Knoxville for a year but moved to Pella, but we've been here ever since. The corporate office is here in Pella. We've grown in other areas in Iowa and the U.S. and even internationally, but still our corporate offices and our main production facilities are here in Pella.
Well, and as a part of the ceremony, you had the governor and lieutenant governor here, and I'm sure that's a bit symbolic, you know, in the sense of significance to this event. I'm sure that helped. What does it mean to have the state recognize your efforts in trying to grow our advanced manufacturing economy here in the state?
Oh, we are very honored and privileged to have the governor and the lieutenant governor. It does tell our folks that we mean something. Our company means something to the state and what we're doing and what we're helping with, especially from an advanced manufacturing. You know, it's tough on manufacturing companies in the U.S., period. It's tough to compete globally. You know, and you think about it when you're a company in Pella, Iowa, trying to compete globally, it can be very tough. But we've been able to compete because of the people we have and the things the state of Iowa has offered to us and the things we've been able to grow into. And that's been huge for us. And that's one of the reasons we've stayed here, because we've been able to compete and been able to grow even by staying in Iowa.
Oh, and one of the things that was mentioned during your speech and ceremony was the idea of how you kind of give back to your employees and the communities that they're in, and that relationship that you have with your employees. How key is that, you know, especially with many of them being here at the ceremony, is it to have that relationship, especially in a town the size of Pella and in towns that I'm sure you're impacting all over the Midwest and beyond?
Yeah, we as much as anybody are in smaller towns. I mean, Pella is probably the largest town we're in Iowa. We have plants in Corning, Iowa, and Lenox, Iowa, and a facility in Algona, Iowa, not metropolises in Iowa, but places we've been able to put roots and develop plants and grow in all of those areas. And that's huge to us. So one of the main things we try and do as a corporate citizen is give back to our communities. The big thing for us is we want to help our people. Our people live and work in those communities, and that's where we want to help. The biggest thing for our folks, though, and I think almost everybody in Pella realizes it, but I don't think they understand the impact that we're 100% ESOP company. So we're 100% owned by our employees. Every employee after a year of employment becomes part of our ESOP and basically gets allocated shares of the company. That's a big difference than most companies. We're, in essence, what we tell folks, we're working for ourselves. So it's not for somebody else or for some other owner or anything. It's for us because we all own shares in the company. And that, to me, is the vested interest. We have a vested interest in the company because we own the company. That kind of sets us apart, and it kind of gives us that true feeling of family and what it's like to be a part of a family from a company perspective as much as you can be. But the ESOP has been a tremendous, tremendous gift from the owners of PPI before that sold to the ESOP and allowed our employees to grow this company and really be a part of the company.
And for PPI, you mentioned it there as well, you want another 40 years and beyond. What are the things that you're working on now or the ways that you're hoping to continue to grow that not only, you know, signifies your growth here in Iowa and you want to keep your roots here, but certainly allows you to grow beyond your Pella and your Corning and all these locations here locally?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple things. One is we've been able to grow even internationally from, you know, a manufacturing perspective to help us be more competitive worldwide. We now have a company and a facility in Canada that we own, and then we also have a company and a facility that we own in Chile. We've done a lot of business in South America over the years. Having a presence in South America helps, but it also gives us an opportunity to expand our business globally worldwide. It also gives us opportunity to grow from an information standpoint and a technology standpoint from other countries and other areas that they can offer us too, not just here in the United States. But it's important for us to grow as an ESOP and to continue to grow. One of the biggest things for us, though, that we've done lately is to diversify our business. We've had the same manufacturing of pulleys and idlers for 40 years now. And we're very good at that. We're number one in the market share in North America. But recently, one of the things we've done to help our company is we've actually purchased a few companies that work primarily in the food processing industry. There's one in Algona, Iowa, and we recently purchased a company in San Antonio, Texas. It's different than Pulleys and Idlers, totally different market. We didn't have a name in those industries. These two companies do. It gives us a diversification that we need, so we're not dependent on just a couple industries anymore. It's a very growing industry. We're devoting tremendous resources to it now to try and grow that side of our business. But again, we own one of the companies that's in Algona, Iowa, that's in that industry, and we think that's presenting us with huge opportunities to grow our business.
Once again, that was PPI CEO Roger Brown. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.